So a couple of weeks ago, I said I was going to begin kind of talking about the 10 Oxfording pictures. So I'm going to do a quick review of the first one and then talk a little bit more about the second. So before I start that, I would like to say that the Oxfording pictures, first of all, they can be 6 Oxfording pictures, there's 7, there's 10. It just depends on how an individual teacher, poet, artist, calligraphy has put it together. But the process is really the one of the spiritual path. And it also occurs to me that it is one that just even as we sit each day, each time we sit, that we enter into that path. The Zazen that we do helps us become aware of these different steps that are going to go on during the Oxfording pictures. When I first saw them at Mercy Center, I understood it to be one way, and I'll explain what that is in a minute. And then somebody else told me, no, that's wrong. It's this other way to understand it. So I don't think that there's a right or wrong. It just makes what makes sense to the individual at the time. So one way of understanding, there's a boy and an ox, or a bull sometimes, in the picture. And sometimes the bull is made to represent the ego, so that part of us that wants more. Ego is sometimes defined in a negative way, but there is a positive aspect to ego. So in the first way, the bull is defined as the ego, and as we sit Zazen, as we walk this path, we begin to see where our own ego becomes a problem for us, rather than help us in our life. And the other way of viewing it is that the ox or the bull represents the kind of the place that we want to go to, rather than to avoid. So the in one way it's kind of the negative, the ego, and in the other way it's like this is the more representative of the path. It's what we aspire to. So in that way, maybe it's more positive. But again, there's no right or wrong. It's just kind of what speaks to the person. So in the first, in this picture, and there's lots of different drawings of the pictures. It's the boy is just kind of walking along in life and begins to realize that there's something more out there, that there's something for him or her to learn, to figure out, to begin to accept, that there's some little dissatisfaction with the way life is. And sometimes that's what brings people to Zen, is that I'm not happy with my life. You know, I don't like the way I'm dealing with my job situation or my school situation or with the other drivers on the road or whatever. There's just some sort of unease. And at the same time, there's kind of an awareness that I can begin to do something about it, or at least the question comes up, like, is there something that I can be more active about to make a change in this so that I'm not only going away from what I don't want, but that I'm going towards what I do want. So in the first picture, the boy is looking for that. He's just beginning to realize that there's something that he wants more of and that he wants less of in his life. The second picture is the boy begins to see traces of the ox. So there's little footprints in the mud. There's little signs that, oh, maybe there is something more. Again, I'm going to talk more about the positive way, but that there's something more that I want, that there's something within me that's not quite, it's searching for something. And, you know, we all go through different parts and periods in our life where we search for something. We search for, what kind of a person do I want to be? What kind of career do I want to be? What kind of leader do I want to be? What kind of follower do I want to be? So in this one, where he's looking for the, he's beginning to see traces of it, the poem that goes along with it, or one of the poems says, though the ox is not seen or found, the presence of tracks increases the herder's confidence that it exists. So it is like there is something there. Now again, if you want to look at the, it's the ego, okay, that we do have ego. So as we sit zazen, we can see, oh yeah, you know, when this happened, I reacted that way, you know, and that's not particularly a way that I want to react, maybe. Or we can take it to the next step and say, when something happened, I reacted in this way. That's not how I want to react, but this is how I want to react. So it isn't focus on just the negative, but also what can be. So the boy begins to see the traces there, and there's more, a little bit more self-confidence. So again, taking it back to zazen, when we come and sit and we begin to see something in ourselves, the way that we react or the way that we think, and become aware of, you know, that's not exactly how I want to react about things, then we begin to build more confidence, and you know, we feel better about ourselves. Like, okay, well, this fits. This doesn't fit. An example for me is recently it has been Amazon, and I have loved Amazon. It's very convenient. I can go online and get what I want. I hate go shopping, things like that. And then when I saw a physical building bookstore by Amazon, and then Amazon bought out Whole Foods, and then I'm beginning to be aware that I'm not particularly happy supporting something that just seems to be taking over the world in a kind of way. And so it just brings up that question. And I think without zazen, I just would have gone on my merry way, you know, just done this, and maybe at some level been aware that I was dissatisfied with Amazon in this sense, but I think now it brings up the question, you know, what do I want to do? How do I want to put my practice in the world? So the person begins to see that wants something more, wants something being clear in their own mind. And this is when we usually start seeking out teachers. Sometimes it's yoga, sometimes it's zazen, sometimes it's walking in nature. There's a lot of different ways that we can begin to say, kind of like distill it. I remember at a time, this was a number of years ago after my first husband died, I decided I was unhappy with the religious practice that I was in at the time. So on Sundays, I would go around and visit these different, you know, I went to a Orthodox, I went to a Jewish place, I went to a Tibetan Buddhist place, and just knowing that I was looking for something. And eventually I did find what I was looking for, but so it's a time of exploration. And sometimes we don't like times of exploration. We want the definitive answer. And yet with traces, there is no definitive answer. It's just what we see at that particular time. The other part of the picture is that it presents an out there, that sometimes people will begin to look at traces and say, okay, well, the authority is out there. The answer is out there. The question is out there. And this whole process of the spiritual path is really learning what's in you. You know, who are you? How are you? What do you want to be? And I think over time we begin to, again, have more self-confidence that who I am is right. not right and wrong, but it's right for me. And we begin to feel more comfortable with that, and we begin to, you know, practice the Zazen even more. And so it's like exciting, it's scary. When you begin to come and sit, you don't know what's going to happen, what might change or what might not change. And so it's also, I think, an exercise in trust, both in your trust in yourself, trust in Buddha, trust in the process, trust in what is, and just saying that it's okay. The second picture also shows that the, this is another reading of it, the second picture shows that the Oxford, the boy, has now caught sight of the tracks of the ox, bringing hope that that his ox is not lost forever. This could be interpreted to mean that he has recognized his distress and began to seek for a solution in the teaching of Buddhism's or in other teachings. But he is still at the age of thinking and talking about the problems and the various solutions. He has not yet found a path to follow and has not yet started to practice. And the poem that goes with this one says, along the riverbank under the tree, I discover footprints. Even under the fragrant grass, I see his prints. Deep in remote mountains they are found. These traces can no more be hidden than one's nose looking heavenward. So I think that's the emphasis or the explanation that the answer is not out there. The answer is right here, right where you are. And Zazen is the practice of softening our minds in a kind of a way so that we can open up, see things more clearly, and begin to figure out what is right for me. So, there we are. Look at your traces this week. See what they might be. Where have you been? What are you happy with? What are you looking to be different?